jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Gray.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Gray.
Wake up
now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Gray.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Just wake up and say,
Alexa, play 99.7 now.
That's right, Alexa. Wake your master up and play 99.7 now, right now. Welcome to the best day of the week. It is Thursday on Fernando and Greg, which means we not only pay your bills, but Shan, we
double it.
That is right.
I was going to say love trap.
No, we pay your bills. We double it and we go all day. We'll start in about 20 minutes paying the first bill at 6:20 and then go until 6:20 p.m. And the bills are doubled today. And then, yes, Shan, you tried to jump the gun. It is what
love
day?
Love trap day.
Everybody loves the love trap. That's coming up around 7:50. But I'll tell you something crazy going on right now. So the A's, as we're talking about, they started the season early against the Mariners in Tokyo. So their games are at 2:30 our time. We found one loyal A's listener who has been getting up and watching the games the last 2 days. Isaac is on the line.
What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Oh my God, we got a barn burner.
Yo, have y'all watching this game?
Well, I'm monitoring on my phone. Our TV doesn't get that ESPN in here.
How y'all got no cable?
Girl.
How we got a lot of no nothings? We ain't even got creamer for our coffee,
no.
Isaac.
Man, this game taking too long. I've been up since 2:30.
Oh my God.
And it's tied 4-4 in the ninth inning. Why, it might go to extra innings.
I know. They better hurry up because I got to go to work in like 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Damn. What are you going to do if you have to go to work and it's still going on?
I'm going to put on the radio because I got to pay these bills. I can't go in late.
Right? It's Thursdays. Double the money.
So did you go to bed at some point last night and then wake up early, or did you just stay up?
Nah, I got home from the gym like at 11:30. Then I slept for a good 3 hours.
You're crazy.
I mean, it's the A's. Yo, I got that green and gold fever.
Oh. I you got some kind of fever. All right, well, good luck. I hope you didn't stay up for nothing.
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I kind of want to watch him do a walk-off. If not, I guess I'm going to go late to work.
Oh, man. So where are you watching the game?
Hey, I learned my lesson from last night. This morning, I decided to just stay at home.
Oh, really? What? It wasn't popping at Mad Oak?
No, it was, but then I had to fall asleep in my car on my way to when I was at work. Might as well just watch it from the comfort of my own bed, and plus I got my own beer here.
Oh, there you go.
I just had one at 2:30.
At any point during the game, did you doze off?
Yes, I did. I'm not going to lie. I remember the A's were losing. I wake up, and it's a tie game, so maybe if I fall asleep for 20 minutes, they'll walk
off
right
now. Fall asleep, and
then come back and win. Oh, it's horrible. I'm about to be suffering at work right now.
You know what? You are going to be suffering at work, Isaac, because I am monitoring on my phone because our cable doesn't work. The game went into extra innings now. It's the top of the 10th inning, tied 4-4 between the Mariners and the A's. One out in the top of the 10th for the Mariners.
He's going to be a sleeper, sleeping at work.
Anybody else do this? Or is Isaac the only crazy person who woke up at 2:30 in the morning to watch the A's game? They are playing their second regular season game in Tokyo. Well, good luck, Isaac. You did say you got to get your bills paid. Of course, we are paying the first bill coming up at 7:20, so make sure you're here for that.
And then we got some dating calls coming up.
Yes, we had a very interesting call from Lisa yesterday. We wanted to review that. She has a 16-year-old daughter who's dating an older boy, and she wants your advice. We'll give it to her next. Yesterday, this call got the whole station crazy. Lisa called us and had a dating question. Was her daughter, who's 16, old enough to date an older boy? Here's the call, and then you tell us what you think at 888-456-9970.
Tell us about it, Lisa.
So my daughter, who is 16, has been dating a guy, and he's 19. And he's a nice guy, known through through a family friend, you know, pleasant, whatever, but I have been kind of fixating on this age difference. I can't seem to get over it. It's really stressing me out, and I don't want to be a helicopter mom, but I mean, she's 16. He's 19. Obviously, there's, you know, some implied...
Right?
Yeah, he's older. An older boy might be interested in doing things that a younger girl doesn't need to be thinking about.
Yeah, and that's where I get really hung up, because I don't want to be meddling in, you know, like, her exploration of freedom, but I just feel like, isn't there that line
right.
when it comes to age? And the fact that he's starting college and she's in high school, it's just, I don't know what to do, because I don't know if it's my place, but it feels like it is.
Oh, it's definitely your place as a mom, but I don't know. That's a hard question. It's like, if you tell her no, she's going to do it behind your back.
Yeah, I mean, is she, like, kind of naturally rebellious?
Honestly, she's so smart, you guys. I wouldn't even know if she was. So, yeah, that's totally a thing she could. So I really want to be careful about it.
You need to be going on all their dates with them and hanging out.
Yeah, you need a chaperone.
I don't think she would like that very much.
Well, he won't. He'll probably leave after that. So then your problems will be solved.
I mean, I just think, for me, it's like, if you say no, she's going to find a way. So then you have to spend as much time with him and always be present, like, and really know.
Don't make her miserable. Make him miserable and let him be the one to walk away.
Miserable. I just think it's about really getting to know him a lot and know what you expect of him.
Yeah, I like that. I just worry a little that he could be different with her when I'm not around.
All right, 888-456-9970. Help Lisa out. Have you been in that situation? It is a tough one. I mean, Shan, you said your mom wanted you to date
older
guys when you were younger, but y'all just have a different kind of relationship.
Well, she wasn't raised in America. She was, you know, I don't know what was going on in the rancho over there. So,
if you've got some advice for Lisa, I know she would love to hear it. Lisa called in. She actually called in yesterday, but this topic blew up so much. We wanted to revisit it at 888-456-9970. She's got a 16-year-old who's dating a 19-year-old boy, and she just wanted help to, how do I handle it? How do I lay the groundwork? And I know Andora is on the phone, and she said she was in this situation herself.
Hey, Andora.
Hi.
Hey, so you were in this situation.
I was, exactly that situation. I was 16 and he was 19.
Wow, and so tell us, how did it work out?
Well, I was in high school and he was in college, and he went to college in SoCal while I was from San Jose. But after I graduated, I did make the move to go down there and study school and went to school with him. And then we graduated. He went back home, and now we're back home. We're getting married next week.
Oh, wow.
Our 10 years.
So you got engaged. But let's go back a little bit. Did your parents freak out at first that you were dating a college boy?
I don't think so, honestly, because my mom trusts me, and I was a good student. I was a good daughter. I was rebellious at times, but I think she trusted me to make my own decisions, and he was a super sweet guy. Like, I let her meet him, and there was no, like, hiding anything behind her back.
So you did it all out in the open, and it worked out. And look, congratulations. Y'all are getting married.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You know, we're getting a lot of different opinions on the texting hotline. You know, you have to sit down as a parent, most people are saying, and really talk not only to the girl, but make it clear to, if the boy is older, there could be lifetime consequences. So you got to keep it fairly platonic. But I know we have some more calls. Samantha's on the line.
Yeah, you think he's too old?
Really, I think the age difference is too much. Like 16 and 19 is just, they're at different stages in their life.
So say you're 25 and 28. That's no big deal. Or in your 30s, but like this guy's in college and the girl is in high school. There's kind of a big difference in that.
Yeah, I agree. Like at 20s, it's not that big of a deal, but in the teenager and versus like college, it's so different.
You think that it comes down to, you know, basically like getting to know this guy and what his intentions are more so than, oh, just assuming right away that because he's older, his intentions are not, you know, pure, let's say?
It's more than that. It's more like when, you know, you're at that age, you're thinking about, you have different priorities in your life. You're thinking about like your, you know, like friends at school and trying to do well in your classes, but college is, you're thinking about different things. You're at different stages.
Maybe in college, your mindset is more like, hey, I'm here to like get, you know, a great career at some point. Whereas like this girl is thinking, oh, I'm just trying to get to graduation.
Exactly.
different stages, priorities.
And don't you think it's easier for girls at that age to get enamored with a boy who's that age?
Yeah. Based on my experience, definitely. Especially when they're older.
Yeah. Huh. See, it's opposite for me. I'm easier enamored to get younger guys.
Oh, God.
But I'm old now.
Oh, definitely easy. Especially, like, with your other friends when you're dating someone older, it just seems cooler.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. It seems like you're really mature now.
Yeah, you're able to get an older guy into you. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
At least it seems that way. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, no problem.
All right, lots of you have opinions. I know we're getting a lot of text, and 707 says, I know it seems like an old joke, but it really is true. I tell my 19-year-old and my 22-year-old boy that 16 will get you 20. There's consequences in life, so you've got to be smart, and I think that's the thing. And the answer for Lisa, who called in, it's like you need to sit them both down and have great communication with not only your daughter, but the kid as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. 30.
Travis Scott is back to hitting up the hoes on Instagram. So we all know Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have been having relationship issues ever since she saw receipts of him getting flirty with these Insta hoes. But yesterday, she actually posted a picture of herself in a sheer white dress with neon green underwear peeking through, and he left heart eye emojis on there. So it looks like they're back on.
Maybe she laid down the law that we talked about a couple days ago. Like, if you're going to put fire or heart emojis on Instagram, it better be on my picture.
Right?
That's what a lot of girls were saying. Like, oh, you want to go through other people's Instagram and you want to put fire on there, but I put a picture and you don't even like it.
Like, you can't even give me a double tap and you're over here DMing all these hoes?
Maybe he learned his lesson, but you just showed me that photo.
Mm-hmm.
Is she glowing in the dark? Like, her bra literally is glowing in the dark.
You were like, are her boobs glowing in the dark? No, it's like a neon green that's, like, coming through to the, like, through the white
dress. I thought she had been near, like, something with radiation. Like, her boobs are radiating, which I guess is a compliment. Well, he better like it. You know what? He's doing all he can to make up. Look, he went to the Houston Rockets game against the Golden State Warriors last week. Kylie could not make it. It was a game in Texas. So he wore a sweatshirt with her face on it to let everybody know, okay, I am committed.
Yeah, he's doing damage control now.
Then he finally got his Instagram back because she made him delete it for a few days.
What if she was like, you can only get it back if you only comment on my pictures?
And I think that's what she did.
That's smart.
And now, what did he leave? Hearts or fire?
The little face with the heart eyes.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
Well, it's official, y'all. They're back together. Their social media back together, so they're back together.
Proof.
They're going to work through it, I hope.
Jenny McCarthy went in on her days as one of the hosts on The View. She spilled the tea on how horrible it was to work there and how the producers wanted her to constantly fight with Whoopi and Barbara, and she hated it because she wasn't confrontational at all.
Yeah, that's how I feel here. Y'all make me argue with y'all. Y'all make me fight.
You are
fine. I'm not confident. Every day before the show, y'all force me into fights.
No.
That I don't want to get into. No, listen. Come on, that's my dream job. Like, what's wrong with her? Like, I'd be wearing boxing gloves to work every day. Like, come on, Whoopi, let's go to town.
But she said that Whoopi was such an addict to controlling everybody's thoughts and wants everyone to agree with her. And so she, you know,
happen just on Tuesday with you at that Flintstone house?
Oh, my God. Girl, don't get me started.
You were an addict. You wanted us all to agree with you, and you nearly killed us.
I know, but it's okay. I learned my lesson. But that's how I feel. Maybe, like,
Whoopi is the top dog
Jenny
on
McCarthy.
That show.
Yeah.
She's the lead voice, and she wants everybody to agree with her. Now, what the producers of The View want, they wanted Jenny to be that Elizabeth Hasselbeck who's going to fight back, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jenny, all Jenny wants to do is laugh and jump up and down and let her boobs, like, fly, like, she's like the fun girl. I mean, she hosted, like, what was that? Dating, Singled Out?
Oh,
was
yeah.
Singled Out?
I don't know, where she started? It was a single show.
Like, that's what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to talk about politics and fight with Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
Whoopi and Joy on that show are so well-versed and so, like, they're news junkies. how's Jenny McCarthy? Jenny McCarthy's like, can you check out my latest spread in Playboy?
That is
Playboy?
Literally like me or Jackie going on The View and being like, I don't know how to fight against
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And then even Jenny McCarthy was like, oh yeah, I wanted to talk about Katy Perry. And Barbara was like, who is that? Don't talk about her,
Lord.
You know? So she hated it. They got into fights. They would always pick fights with her. So
yeah, and she didn't want to fight. She wasn't down for that. Now she has a podcast and mm-hmm. she can control, I guess, and be happy, happy, joy, joy.
She can talk about whatever she wants.
I would say she might not be right on this show mm-hmm. if she doesn't like to fight.
Well, yeah,
that's all
like,
I'm saying.
You would be great on this show, Greg.
Yes. Put Greg on The View. Put Greg on The View.
I'm going to start a hashtag. Put Greg on The View.
I'll sometimes fight with him, and sometimes I don't even know what I'm talking about. But if you act like you do.
I don't know. Going up against Whoopi, that's a lot.
She's hardcore. Whoopi's hardcore. Mm-hmm. I would be scared.
Awesome. All right, well, that's the dirty.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
And Kevin Durant was doing the Shanberries on Tuesday night. Double duty. Not only did he play 35 minutes and score 17 points against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Warriors' 10-point road victory, but after the game, he became a pizza delivery man at the hotel.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine ordering pizza with Hella Ranch and then KD just comes and brings it to you? That's hashtag heaven.
That happened for some kids who had been at the game. I think they were from some small town, Beaufunk, you know, Minnesota, out of town. And the parents had made it like a road trip to go see the Warriors. And they were staying at the same hotel that the Warriors were staying in. I guess the parents must have spied KD downstairs, begged him to deliver these pizzas to their room. And KD obliged. here he is delivering the pizza.
I thought it was you.
Do you guys know who this is?
No.
Hunter, you know who this is? Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
You remember some pieces.
That's awesome.
Y'all had fun at the game tonight?
Yeah.
All right, now.
Thanks a lot. Good luck this season. Take it to a winner all again.
Mike, what's your names?
George.
George. Hunter.
Can you
keep balling, man.
So that was so nice of Kevin Durant. He met the parents earlier in the day. They asked him to do this. Most people would be like, leave me alone. I got other things to do. I'm not a pizza delivery man. CKD is nice. Y'all stop trolling him on Instagram.
He never retweeted my tweet.
That you said you're nice. Okay, do it again today. Tweets like, that was so nice what you did for those kids delivering that pizza. And we love pizza at 997 Now. Here's our address.
This is something for the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bring that.
The adults seem like they're more excited than the kids, actually.
The kids were in shock. If you see the video, we'll put the video
up.
It's on our IG, so mm-hmm. check out that video. But it is super cute. And the other funny thing is, these kids were all wearing Timberwolves stuff. They were all from Minnesota, you know, so they're all wearing the gear from the other team that they had just beaten.
No.
See how nice he is? He still went and delivered
wow.
their pizza for them. Hey, and New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has turned down a plea deal offered by prosecutors in Florida, meaning that he will have to appear in court next Thursday. Must see TV. I can't wait to see him walk in. But Kraft's lawyers filed an emergency petition yesterday asking the judge not to allow these videos to
they
surface.
Can't do that.
They can't be, they don't want them public for sure.
They can't do that.
We'll see. So, anyway, Kraft was videoed with his shenanigans inside the spa. Well, they don't want the videos out, so the lawyers are suing, and the 24 other defendants are also suing to keep these videos out of public.
But that's the whole point. That's their whole case, is the video. So how are they going to say, oh, you're going to...
Girl, fly to Florida, and you can be on the prosecution.
I'm just telling you.
No, like, I know. You can be the prosecution.
Why would we not show the videos?
Well, they definitely want to keep them out of public.
Sickos.
They don't want them in public record right now. Hey, and the Oakland A's, they're playing their second regular season game right now. This game is still going on. We're in the top of the 12th, but unfortunately, the Seattle Mariners just scored. It's 5-4 now. It looks like the A's may be 0-2 after that. And if you haven't filled out your March Madness bracket, you better get to doing it, because March Madness tips off in less than 3 hours. Shan, is your bracket in?
Yes.
If you want to join the Fernando and Greg bracket, click through our bio on the Fernando and Greg Instagram page and sign up. But you only have a couple more hours to do it. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.